Hello, hello everyone. Good morning, good evening and good afternoon. I'm your host Francesca Pinullo and welcome to a brand new episode of the Verimed Stories podcast. And today I'm going to be joined by two lovely guests who are Emiko and Anastasia. And we are going to talk about the Verimed lunchtime learning sessions that we host for all of our employees. So welcome to the podcast. Emiko, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Perfect. I'm good. And Anastasia, how are you?
Yeah, quite good. Quite good, despite the fact we have very cold weather here.
Isn't it always cold in Ukraine?
I'm not in Ukraine, this is the problem.
that's why. Wait, where is it you're based right now?
I'm in Slovenia.
Nice.
To go to Ukraine back, so I'm in Slovenia yet.
Oh, well, I'm
and that's it. I can't keep up with where you are. You're like in the UK, in all over.
My mom says the same.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Anastasia is like our I don't know how to describe it, like avid traveler. You've been here, there and everywhere, and we have like her own WhatsApp group where she posts the most the most breathtaking, spectacular pictures, and obviously it just makes us all just envy wherever it is she, like wherever you are.
I'm really, really happy you like it.
Yeah, more pictures.
Yep, no problem at all.
Okay, good. Well then, I feel like we could get into this week's episode. So I feel like for the first question, we can just keep it simple. So Emiko, I'll reach out to you first. Just, you know, tell me what exactly are these lunchtime learning sessions? Like, what are they actually about?
So they happen about once a week. Sometimes we have an off week. They're just 30 minutes and anyone can come and present on any topic that they wish to present. So it can be technical, so it could be like statistics or programming, or it literally is anything that they want to present or talk about.
Yeah, so it's not just like specific work-related topics, is it? Like it can be, you know, from your master's thesis, your degree thesis, your PhD, or just like anything else that you're interested in.
Yeah, I think we had one about running like a couple of years ago. So yeah, it can really be about anything.
Oh, nice. To share. Maybe I can do one about bodybuilding.
Yeah, you definitely should.
No, that is really, really cool. And How long have you both hosted for? Because if I remember correctly, the hosts of the Lunch and Learn like do it together. Is that true?
Yep.
Yep. So how long have you been doing it for?
Yeah, so I suppose like every half a year we have hosts change it. So I think we've been hosts from June till December, I suppose, last year. Mm-hmm.
Nice. And is it my understanding as well that there's a couple of new hosts that's taken over? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jack and Monica have taken over for the first half of 2024.
Nice. And how did you find doing the hosting? Like, what are like the tasks associated with hosting these type of sessions? Like, you know, given like I do the podcast, like I can probably tell what it's like trying to get people on, and it'll be a lot of like running around behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think the behind the scenes admin, just I guess making sure that people, we have people to present, and like planning when they will present, and then getting the slides and the recording and putting it up onto the VeriConnect site and making sure that it's available on the actual like lunch and learn, then it's just to be a host.
So do you have to do all that admin yourself, like the both of yous?
Yep. So every week, I think we change our roles. So one is presenting on the lunchtime learning meeting, and one is administrating all the data, like just post the video and the presentation and all this. And yeah, we just change our sides every time.
Yeah, that's a good way of doing it so that one person's not burdened with doing the same thing like every single week. But it must be like quite difficult. Is it difficult trying to get people to present? I mean, I'm sure we're no short of interesting projects, but trying to work with people's calendars can obviously be a nightmare.
The worst time for us was, I think it was around like September, because everyone was having their annual reviews. So people were like down and like on the schedule to present. And then they'd have their annual review and then get really busy. So we'd have to cancel. So sometimes last minute, it is really hard to find people to present. But otherwise, there's a good sort of influx of volunteers and
Nice.
you're sort of booked up at least a month or month and a half in advance.
Yeah, and that takes a burden off as well if you can get like things in the bank. It's always good. Like I know I try and do that with the podcast episodes. I'm always busy. Like we're all always busy. But if I have a period where I'm not as busy, I try and like utilize that time to get like more things recorded and like just like waiting to be uploaded so that if I do have like a just a really, really busy client time, I don't have to worry so much about, trying to get things recorded and uploaded and, doing all the different things that you have to do admin wise with these things. So I also know, I've somewhat labeled this as the lunch and learns because that was like the old name that we had for these lunchtime learning sessions, but it's also rebranded, right? I think it's called the Learning Lab, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Do the two of you know why the need for the rebrand?
I suppose the main reason was because we wanted to include all the people from all the offices from where I met. So the first point is because we have people like from the US and from Europe and from different like time zones. So the first thing was like to change the time. And if I'm not mistaken, we have to include like other type of learning in this kind of activities. So probably all of these like Wellness Wednesdays are going to be included as well.
Yeah, because the time before was always at 12 p.m. UK time, which might not necessarily fit, even those that are an hour in front, and especially doesn't really fit the US folks now because that's probably like 8 a.m. for them.
See, I think yesterday they had the first American presenter and it was at 4 p.m. UK time.
Okay, so yeah, 4 p.m. is like as suits them and is still within our work day as well.
So I think this is a very difficult thing to like just name it as lunchtime learning, as it's not lunchtime for anyone at all right now. So I think that's why it was like rebranded and named like Learning Lab, because it's really like we have a lot of topics there to discuss, but still we have these sessions not in lunchtime, not lunchtime.
Yeah, and I like the name Learning Lab.
Yeah, I thought
There's just something
it
like,
was really good.
yeah, there's just like a little oomph about it that I like.
I don't know who came up with
Unprofessional.
it, but yeah, I thought, wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like it. And in terms of being like Learning Lab, we also on like our internal Verimed, we have like a bank of all the previous all the previous presentations, don't we? So you can like go back and watch them and like do that in your own time.
Yeah, it's all on the VeriConnect. It goes back years. I think the first one is 2014. So there's a lot. Not all of them have the recordings, but you can see the slides at least.
Oh, well, I actually had no idea we've been doing it for that long.
No, me neither.
essentially 10 years.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. It's anniversary.
Yeah, that's a lot of learning.
But I think it's, I find it actually quite useful because I remember like last year we had a lot of like bunch interesting presentations and I really cannot catch up with them, with some of them. And you just go there and check again, the, like the recording or the presentation and get the information what you need. So it's very useful just to get there and probably have some topics which are covered there, which you can use in your study work.
Yeah. And can give you inspiration as well, because like I know like in Fairmed, you know, we all have our annual reviews and we might have a specific objective to, you know, do a lunch and learn because it helps you get presenter experience, that sort of thing. But if you, you just have no idea what you can do, at least that's a good way of seeing like potentially these are the type of topics that we have. As you said, it's like can be like very technical, very statsy, very technical in the programming side of things, or it can be, you know, about your hobby, or it can be, you know, some other project that you've done that's maybe a bit of both, or it could be more, I suppose, like the leadership side of things, the mindset side of things. Yeah, I feel like there's just a whole host of different things that you can talk about if you want.
Yeah. We also have people before like conferences come and do their presentations in the lunch and learn as like a practice. Yeah, and it's a good chance for them to, and a good chance for the company because most people won't be at the conference. So they'll be able to see what's being said. Yeah.
Yeah. And that brings me on to like my next kind of topic to discuss was what's the benefit of doing a lunch and learn or like one of these learning lab sessions? And I think you've just touched on one of them there is that at least you can get a practice in before you go to a big scary conference and you know, you're standing, physically standing in front of a lot of people because that can be a very different experience. And if you don't, like, it's a good, you know, it's good to get the practice in as well. So are there like any other benefits you can think of like trying to do one of these presentations?
Yeah, I think the main point is when you just share your knowledge, probably some people have the same experience you had. And if you cover some questions in the presentation and people really wanted like to know the solution, probably they are studying the area and trying to understand the subject better. It's kind of very useful to know that other people are involved as well, and you can just reach afterwards to that person and ask questions or ask for suggestions or something, and like vice versa.
Yeah. Do you have anything to add, Emiko?
Yeah, I think just to build confidence and to get presentation practice, because maybe some people in their day-to-day will not have the opportunity to present ever. So to have that opportunity to do it in, I guess, more of a, like a relaxed environment. It's like casual. It's a good chance for you to get those skills in.
Yeah, and speaking about that, if you've not got a lot of presentation experience, it's my understanding that there's a survey sent out like asking for feedback. Is that right?
Yeah, so after you do your presentation, a form gets sent out to everybody and they can fill in that form. It's got a couple of few questions, not very many, but then there's a comment box. And I think HR deal with that. So that goes to your HR and then they send it.
That's another good way of, if you're new to this or you're fresh into presenting, getting feedback as well is just as important as doing the presentation itself, just to help you learn and to help you improve as well. So Anastasia, have you given one of these presentations before? Can you remember what your topic was?
Actually, I think it was in the beginning of 2023 and it was some of the R tips topic, like tables and figures you can create with R and the packages. And I can say that this like lunchtime learning sessions, they're quite a safe place So you're presenting to people you know, and you're presenting like to someone you can really like ask for help and all of this, and it's quite feels very good. And then I remember I was presenting with Katie, and we were quite nervous before that. But then it's like, okay, this is online, and it's a great opportunity just to, you know, like to prepare yourself and to just to. To have the skill of that of presenting is quite a good actually. If I had this skill, like if I had this opportunity in 2022 before I was actually on Fuse, it would help me so much not to have that anxiety I had at the conference.
Oh yeah, because you've kind of done things back to front where you've like given like a big presentation at a conference before probably having more like presentation experience.
Yeah, exactly.
So how did that compare then between like doing the conference and then doing that lunchtime learning session?
So I would say I'm kind of introvert stuck in extroverted body. So I was so really nervous before the conference. I remember I had like an anxiety. But when it started, it was just went very well. It was some kind of a comedic stand-up for me. But when we had this lunchtime learning session, I felt so good in terms of, first of all, you're doing this online. Second, you have an opportunity to change your presentation just before, and you have like to just add stuff there, like to discuss with your partner of like how to present, what to say, and all of this. I think it's easier. And really, you have fun instead of being worried constantly.
Yeah, and Emiko, what about you? Have you ever given one of these presentations?
No, I actually haven't, and I probably should now that I've been the host. And Anastasia, you are selling it to me. Actually, it sounds quite fun. But
okay, well, get that on your objective for your next annual review then.
I should really do it, yeah.
And what is it you do at Verimed, actually? Are you a stat, like a stato, a programmer? What kind of things? You're a statistician as well. Mm-hmm. Anastasia, you're a programmer, right?
Yep.
So maybe you could do something together, you know?
Yep. Why not?
The stat side, the programming side.
I still love how you call statisticians statos. I'd never heard that until I think you said it, I can't remember, on some other...
Well, that
maybe the well-being.
Yeah, that comes from when I did my PhD. So I had funding from the Medical Research Council, and at the University of Glasgow, we had the Social and Public Health Science Unit. So I, even though I was statistics, I was kind of like cross department. So I was like in between like two departments. So sometimes I would sit in the stats building, sometimes I would sit in the medical building, but one of the girls that I worked with, she called them statos, and it's just always stuck.
I like it.
I like it. Stato. Yeah. And I can't like not say it now. It just like that's like the automatic thing that I say is stato, and then I forget that not everyone realizes what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But now everyone listening to the podcast is going to know.
Yeah.
But anyway, probably back to lunchtime learning. So my last question for the two of you is, I'll start with you, Emiko. What has been your favourite episode or favourite session so far?
I think my favourite one has been, I think Gemma did the presentation, Pregnant Women in Clinical Trials. I just found it really... Yeah, I found it like so interesting because it's not something I'd ever, I guess, thought about how like little pregnant women are represented in clinical trials. Like usually one of the exclusion criteria is if like a woman is pregnant. So yeah, it was just, I just thought it was really an interesting presentation. Made me think, I think, about, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, Anastasia, she stole your idea.
Yeah, sorry.
So I suppose it's even good because we can name the best episode probably from lunchtime learning, Because I really loved the presentation as well. We had like a bunch of presentation I really liked on R, like the dark side of R. We had quite interesting, so like tips and tricks, like about R Markdown and other like kind of packages. But this one about pregnant women in clinical trials, but Gemma, it was really like just a gem. I really loved it. I mean, like, it was very interesting from the very beginning to the very end. I didn't even ask myself a question about the position of pregnant women in clinical trials before that. And when I just listened to Gemma, it was quite new information and quite unfair, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I know, as you say, most of the time pregnant women are excluded, or if you are of the, I don't know, like the age, I suppose, that you can, you know, procreate.
Childbearing potential.
Yes, I wasn't quite sure how to say that professionally there. Childbearing. You somewhat have to like abstain from the act, or you know what I mean, like you don't want to become pregnant when you're on these therapies and these drugs, because they're not tested on, you know, having that little baba inside you. So I'm sure there's probably like a lot of research on, once the drug's approved, they probably then start to widen the scope as to who can get these medications. But I've actually not seen that Lunch and Learn, so I'm definitely going to have to.
You should go back and have a look.
Yeah.
The recordings on the VeriConnect.
Oh, I'll find it. Yep, I'll find it. But anyway, I think that's us naturally came to the end of the episode. So thank you both. Thank you very, very much for joining. I hope you enjoyed doing the episode. Just quickly, has this been your first podcast episode with Verimed?
Yeah, first and just ever.
Yeah.
And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was good.
It's not as scary as what you first think.
No, I feel like the first 5 minutes I was a bit nervous, but then you sort of quickly forget what you're doing, really.
Exactly.
It's quite safe and nice.
Exactly, very much like the Lunch and Learns.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you again for joining. And thank you to all of you for listening. Thank you all very much. If you would like to be notified for any future episodes, please subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whichever podcast platform you're using. If you would like to know more about Verimed, please visit our website at verimed.co.uk, or you can find us on LinkedIn. If you have any questions about Verimed, please feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn as well. Always happy to help. You can also find us on YouTube and Instagram at We Are Verimed. So yeah, thank you all for listening, and until next time, see you later.